It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. Good morning. All this week, NPR has been running a series called Crossing the Divide.
The interrelatedness of all communities.
The other is not my enemy.
Stop dividing ourselves like this.
We've heard a lot about ways Democrats and Republicans might overcome their disagreements and get along. But we didn't want to forget that some Americans out there aren't necessarily looking for bipartisanship. Many of them are in the business world, and they feel that if Congress doesn't get much done, that's just fine. Here's NPR's David Greene.
When President Bush gave his State of the Union address the other night, he said Republicans and Democrats may spend time duking it out, but they'll still be able to accomplish a lot.
We're not the first to come here with a government divided and uncertain in the air. Like many before us, we can work through our differences, and we can achieve big things for the American people.
But here's someone who'd prefer they avoid achieving big things.
I think I'm a fan of gridlock.
That's Steven Slavinsky. He's director of budget studies at the Cato Institute, a libertarian think tank. Slavinsky isn't a fan of big spending, and he's seen a lot of it recently. In fact, he just wrote a book, Buck Wild, How Republicans Broke the Bank and Became the Party of Big Government. Now, the day after Democrats won the recent midterm elections and took control of Congress, Slavinsky woke up a happy man. Here's why.
If you look from Lyndon Johnson all the way till now, the periods where you had a divided government, you tended to see government spending that was half of what you saw under united government.
For much of these last 6 years, Slavinsky says Republicans have been pretty united in losing their identity as a frugal party. He says their feeling was, why not keep funding the government since we're in charge of it?
There was less of an interest in being critical of the White House programs because the White House was being controlled by one of their guys.
On the other hand, a divided government, he says, acts like an extra layer of checks and balances. Look at 1995. Republicans were at loggerheads with President Bill Clinton. Things got so bad the government had to be shut down. House Speaker Newt Gingrich had some choice words for Mr. Clinton.
He apparently went and took the course on political science about winning the office and then skipped the course about being president. And he's missing all the parts about negotiating with the Congress, trying to get the legislative process to work. You know, there's another part of the Constitution other than having a White House.
Sadly for Gingrich, many Americans blamed his stubbornness for the whole affair. Still, in all the fighting, Republicans were pleased to hear this promise from President Clinton.
The era of big government is over.
In fact, within a couple years, the federal government was projecting a balanced budget, and some believe that was no accident. Republican lawmakers and a Democratic White House never let the other spend too much. So today's divided government has Steven Slavinsky happy. Many in the business world are feeling pretty good these days, too. Jerry Kimes, a management professor at the W.P. Carey School of Business at Arizona State, he consults for businesses on how to lobby Washington. And he says that when Republicans and Democrats both have clout, there are more lawmakers worth calling.
With both parties involved in the process, it basically expands the number of potential suppliers of public policy.
Now, the perception out there is that Democrats are unfriendly to the business world. Is that a perception that you face when you're talking to businesses?
No. And I don't think many business people have that perception either. We've got a long history in this country of people who perhaps are labeled liberal who have been very responsive to business interests in their particular district.
That's assuming, of course, that a business actually wants something from Washington. Ron Cadu is chief investment officer for Cozad Asset Management. In general, he says businesses fear an overactive Congress because it may mean new regulations or mandates. So Cadu says gridlock can be the best thing for them.
The perception is if you've got a divided House or Congress or a divided Congress versus the executive branch, that it's more difficult to get legislation passed. Many times legislation is negative to business, and if they don't do anything, then business will be able to proceed as usual.
So, yes, there's been some lofty rhetoric in Washington recently.
We enter the year 2007 with large endeavors underway and others that are ours to begin. And all of this, much is asked of us.
But as we've heard, there are some who aren't asking for much at all. David Greene, NPR News, Washington.